I want to give some of the best advice. And really, this advice applies so much more than to just our seniors. Really, it's to all of us. Because the advice you follow, one way or the other, it's going to be good or bad. And there's some bad advice out there. In fact, I got some examples. This is some really bad advice, so do not follow some of this, all right? Always say what you're thinking out loud. That's not good advice, all right? Another one. Aluminum foil over your food in the microwave helps cook your food faster. That's, unless you like a light show. Another one. If you lose your charging cord, put your cell phone in the microwave and charge it. It's not really good advice, right? Especially this one. We see this all the time on Highway 64, so please don't do this. If you're caught speeding, go faster. The police can't arrest you if they can't catch you. Please don't try it. It's just not. Here's the next one. It's okay to eat moldy food. It's just penicillin. It won't hurt you. And I know some of you that actually do it. You're grinning right now. So you're like, yeah, I do it. I know. All right. Yeah. Bad advice. Last one. Driving is like playing dodgeball. Hit them before they hit you. That's just not good advice. Well, yeah. The advice you will only, you need good advice. So let me give you the best advice that I could give any of us today. We find in God's Word, Psalm 37, it's really one of my favorite passages. So when I'm in my daily reading times and I come across this, this is one that I just sit up on. And here it is, starting off in verse 1. Don't worry about the wicked or envy those who do wrong. For like grass, they soon fade away. Like spring flowers, they soon wither. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the heart, your heart's desires. In fact, good. Are the water baptism people, I'm just realizing as I'm reading this, if you're being water baptized, now's a good time to go and get changed. So as I'm saying that, I realized I forgot. I know some of them did. Take delight, verse 4, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. Verse 7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. So 4 quick thoughts. The best advice I could give you to not only the seniors but to anyone in this room, it's this. It's 1, trust in the Lord. So trust in the Lord. Psalms, look at verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good, because when you do it, you will live safely in the land and prosper. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. I mean, this is absolutely, in fact, verse 6 got added to my notes. Why did that happen? I don't know. But here's what it's really starting to talk about here. In verse 3, when we start to see, when you trust in the Lord and you will live safely in the land and prosper, faith is going to be, is only as strong as much as you feed your faith. So when you feed your faith, when you trust God, lean into him, you pray and speak words of faith, you're going to find when you get into Scripture, and that's why it's one of the most fitting gifts our church could have given you as graduating seniors, is a copy of God's Word. When you bury it in your heart, when you trust in him, even when situations may stir the emotions, you wonder what direction, what choice to make. Trust in the Lord. Do good. Be with other people who will encourage and inspire you and sharpen you. Secondly, delight yourself in the Lord. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. See, this is one of the greatest parts, is that you're going to find some of the greatest joy and satisfaction in your life, that the more you trust in your personal relationship with God, you're going to be able to delight in what delights God. You'll be able to find joy in what God finds joy in. And in that relationship, that'll help guide you. God will answer the deepest cries of your hearts if your desires are in line with his desires and his purposes for your life. Third, commit. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust in him and he will help you. This is where verse 6 joins in. He will make your innocence radiate like the dawn, and the justice of your cause will shine like the noonday sun. I love the imagery of that. See, serving Jesus is so much more, and we're in a society for our teenagers, you find a cause, you go live for it. And serving Jesus is so much greater than a cause. But he will make the cause and the passions of your life shine like the dawn when you commit everything to him. And this idea of committing has an incredible imagery to it when you read it in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, it has this understanding of beyond just abandonment, commit to the Lord, only to him. It actually denotes a rolling off of your back onto God's. It's casting your cares. This is fascinating. So when you commit, you're casting everything onto God's shoulders. All the weights, all the decisions, all the emotions, everything of life, you commit to him and let him carry it as you follow him. Psalm, and I love this, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, because it really helps pull this in, because God's word reminds us this in 1 Peter 5, 7, give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Our God is so caring about every aspect of your life. And that's where when you commit everything to do, you do to the Lord, trust him, and he will help you. Fourth and finally, be still and wait on the Lord. Worship team, if you'll come, I just encourage you on this. Verse 7, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who will prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Be still. Wait. Stop. One of the amazing parts in this is God cares about every detail of your life. And even in the moments when there is a pause or a stop and you don't know what the next step is, wait on him. Be still. Listen to his voice. He will give you direction if you will trust in him. Trust, delight, commit, be still, and wait on the Lord. It's the very best advice I could give anyone today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. God, we do, just as we prayed moments ago for our seniors, God, continue to lead them and guide them, direct their steps, make a difference, God, in continue to allow them to make a difference through their lives as they're committed to you. In everything that they put their hand to, may they find favor, may they find empowerment from you. God, we just thank you. And Father, we pray that for all of us, that Lord, as we lean in on this advice, Father, we pray, help us to trust you, to delight in what delights your heart, to commit, to literally give over everything unto you. And Father, we pray that you will just let us be still in your presence. And Father, before we go into water baptism, Lord, I just thank you for your word and how you give direction. And with every head bowed here, every head bowed, I just have to ask this question today. Maybe you're here and you're just knowing, you know what, I'm hearing the advice you're saying, but I got to start off, I guess. I need to trust God. And you're looking to either for the first time giving your heart to him, or maybe it's a rededication, because God wants to do all those promises. He will help you. He will help your cause shine like the noonday sun. He will come along and help carry that weight, that burden when you commit to him. He will give you a joy that is so satisfying. The world is, there's a line of people lined up at dispensaries in Menominee trying to find joy. But it's a joy that will wear off. God offers a joy that will never wear off. And it's a joy you can have when you commit your life to him. And if that's you for the first time, you need to have a
place your faith and your trust in him. If that's you, I just look my direction. I want to pray with you. If that happens to be you today, is there anyone that needs to make that commitment? Thank you. Thank you. Maybe it's a rededication. Is there anyone else? Thank you. If you pray, if that's your heart's desire, I want everyone to pray this prayer because this is the expression of our heart and faith. Dear Jesus, thank you for loving me, for not giving up on me. Forgive me of my sin, trying to live life my own way. Come into my life, be my leader and my Savior. I give it all to you. Transform my life. In Jesus' name, amen.